The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, Triple Mania's new date has been confirmed, as has WWE's new Thunderdome. We're going to preview SmackDown, but first, did Vince McMahon throw Zelina Vega out the building? Larson, what's in the news?
So, yesterday, after the Screen Actors Guild tweeted out they had a, quote, powerful conversation with Thea Trinidad, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter reported a few additional details about her release a week ago, stating the following, quote, according to one person in the company with knowledge of the situation, she was told about it by Mark Carano. She asked to talk to Vince McMahon, and Carano told her that he doesn't want to talk to you, and she was escorted out of the building.
Wow.
So, Thea opened up a bit about her release on a recent Twitch stream, and this is what she had to say. These transcripts are from Fightful. Quote, past week has been hell, literal hell. Friday was the worst day of my life, well, since 2001. When you hear about me in the social media world, sometimes misinformation can be spread. It's important for me to get you guys to know me. I was someone who let people walk all over me. I was very insecure. I didn't stand up for myself. Looking at social media, I expected the absolute worst. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought people were going to look at me like the devil. Let's just say that the narrative has been spun completely out of control and is completely wrong. When people see the real story that I put out, that's who I am. I've learned to grow as a person. I've known to realize my worth and stand up for who I am and appreciate the things I've gotten along the way.
So, in any situation, it is probably, it would behoove us to see the other side of things, her side of this particular story. Obviously, you know, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Dave Meltzer, he has his sources there in the WWE. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not right. That's a fact.
We've said since we've been doing this show, basically, that, you know, people have their sources and their sources can be, you know, reliable. That being said, people have their own agendas.
True.
When delivering information to, you know, people. So, you know, yeah. You got to consider all that when discussing it.
Yeah, it is. It'll be interesting to hear her take if she ever actually does, and it sounds like she's going to. You know, when she sort of gives her account of how this all went down, really interested to hear about that. You know, the Wrestling Observer stuff, take with a grain of salt, I guess. And then you know, what she has to say will be interesting, and you know, yeah. Obviously she's gonna have her own agenda as well. Everybody does, man. Everybody does. So it's interesting to start hearing the various stories being told, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's you know, I'm sure the two things are obviously not directly related, but considering the Undertaker just showed up on Cameo, considering everything that's going on with talents who were making some money on Cameo and Twitch, and then for WWE to make such a huge splash about Undertaker being on Cameo for $1,000 a Cameo. I know there's only, what, 30 of, there were only 30 available.
I'm actually kind of shocked, I'll be honest with you. That really should have been one of our news stories. We'll just break it here. We'll break it for the people. Undertaker is on Cameo for $1,000, Larson.
Yeah.
And then he also released his first TikTok today, which was a fairly humorous skit with him and Michelle McCool. So, you know, the door is wide open. Kayfabe is burning down to the ground, brother.
Yeah. Well, and also the door for third-party platforms apparently wide open for The Undertaker, yeah. But closed basically everybody yeah. else.
Apparently his cameo is only going to be for a limited time as well.
I thought I read there's only 30 of them.
He'll only do 30. Wow. So I'll make like 30 G's. Wow.
Well, I'm sure WWE will get their cut, as does Cameo. So,
man, let's we got to hop on that, man. There's only 30 of them going, and Ross should be one of them. I'll put you down like
we're not
a
spending $1,000 on that.
Can we? Okay, can I ask you this?
What?
Can we do this? Can we do a shot of his head, and then we'll do the Conan O'Brien thing with my lips, where I say,
"That's fine. That's
Conan
fine.
Ra, put you down.
Doesn't
like
cost
a
us any money. That's fine.
It cost me $150. Can I have it now?
What will cost? Wait, what will cost you $150
to do it?
That shouldn't cost anybody to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, can I get that money now, please? Anyways, you know it is money. Triple Mania.
You got
and
that
the,
right.
Triple Mania 28 date has been confirmed yesterday on Keeping It 100. Conan, K-Dog, revealed Wolfpack NWO member Conan revealed that the greatest show of the wrestling year, Triple A's Triple Mania, and that's our editorializing. I'm not sure if he feels that way, but I sure feel that way. I know
do. I feel like that's an objective analysis, Triple Mania. That's not a subjective point of view. I mean, right. Anybody who watches Triple Mania,
they will know.
There's no recourse but to be in agreement with that assessment.
I agree. Was still going to happen this year. Today, Lucha Central is reporting that we're going to get an extra day of Christmas, baby, because Triple Mania is reportedly scheduled for December 26th, 48-hour Christmas Triple Mania extravaganza. First, you open up your gifts, and then you have a great dinner, and then the next day you watch Triple Mania.
That sounds fantastic.
Boxing Day. Boxing
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The site reports that there are now three matches that have been booked. Four matches that have been booked. Three were previously announced, I believe. So you got Kenny versus Laredo Kid for the Mega Championship, mm-hmm. Chessman versus mm-hmm. Pagano, Hair mm-hmm. versus Hair.
Oh, wow.
And then you got that AAA Marvel themed match.
Yeah.
Which you got the AAA's versions of Spider-Man and Captain America taking on Thanos and Venom.
I'm really bummed out that you're not doing these with an accent.
Well, go ahead and I don't want to miss.
Arachno y leyenda americana.
Thank you.
How do you say? I used to know how to say verses. Tero Pupura, who is Thanos, which yeah. I just said the Purple Terror, yeah. And Venenoide.
There you go.
I think it's Venom.
Yes,
Venom. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
Wow, so Thanos and Venom, they're, number one, they're crossing, I mean, to a degree, the Marvel, the MCU and Sony Marvel universes.
Yeah, man.
So you got Spider-Man and Captain America.
These are the characters based in the comic book properties, not the movies.
We shall see. And then Taya versus Lady Shawnee. For the Reina de Reyes title. Yeah, man, this is great. I'm kind of shocked that they actually did a formal partnership, because in the past, they have not cared about formal partnerships. They just have their guys dress out. You have, you know, Spider-Man in this Venom costume versus, like, Batman in one match.
Yeah,
I think we had one Chessman.
Was it Chessman that dressed like his NWO Sting?
I think he does. I think that's just his thing. Yeah. This is how he dresses. Yeah, for sure.
Or Wolfpack Sting. So apparently there will not be any fans at Triple Mania this year. So Rey Fénix will not be doing a suicide dive into anybody in the stands.
Oh, man, but I'm sure they're going to do something pretty spectacular. I'm looking forward to this. We're going to totally watch it. I'm assuming it's going to be co-streamable again, if that's the case.
I hope so. I hope so on Twitch.
Totally, totally doing that. Also, in less exciting news, Thunderdome, their new home has been confirmed, as people have been talking about for a little while now. WWE confirmed yesterday they're moving their TV operations to St. Petersburg's Tropicana Field. Fox Sports report on the move states, since the next Major League Baseball season isn't expected to begin until April of next year, WWE was able to move their weekly operation to Tropicana Field for an undisclosed period of time. WWE also made it clear that Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-view programming produced at Tropicana Field will be done so on closed sets with essential personnel in attendance only.
No fans.
No fans. No fans. So
I wonder if they're going to, you know, with the way they have Thunderdome set up now, in the stands of Amway, you know, they got like a row of these LEDs kind of where the seats are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably separated by two or three actual rows. Maybe just they skip one. So are they going to like have a ton more of these LED screens with even more people there potentially to watch virtually? Like, are they going to put like the ring in the middle of the baseball field and then just have like thousands upon thousands of these LED screens? Are we going to have like 10,000 virtual fans in attendance?
As much as I would love that for that to be the case, I feel like Thunderdome is sort of maxed out on how many Zoom calls it can take.
I kind of feel like that too. And I also wonder, because obviously the Tropicana Field is a much larger venue internally like the roof's higher than a basketball arena is.
How
is that gonna? How are they gonna have to make any adjustments to the construction of the Thunderdome set because of that?
I don't know. I don't know what the Thunderdome, so we know the Thunderdome hangs from, like, it's on, it's supported.
Tethered to the roof of the Amway Center, and they have those buttresses that kind of comes down, I guess, somewhat to provide maybe support, but also there's a bunch of lights and stuff in it.
I mean, I imagine they can provide a basic framework for keeping the LEDs sort of the way they are in the same proximity to the ring. There's probably just some pretty easy supports they can do. As far as Thunderdome, it's probably just going to hang same as it did before. LED walls will probably create kind of a manufactured wall.
Yeah. I'm curious how they kind of, limit the emptiness of the space because the way they have it set up at Amway Center, it feels like a show that, is a relatively close approximation to, when you go to arena show. My worry is them moving to the baseball stadium. It's like when Global Force Wrestling started doing shows at minor league baseball fields with 100 people there.
Yeah.
It feels huge but very empty.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was the first thing I thought when this started being brought up. But I do kind of feel like it's going to be, because like when you look at Thunderdome right now, like if you try to envision the empty space of the rest of the arena, I mean, I think they do a pretty good job of closing that off.
They do.
And I imagine that's probably manufactured as well. So I don't know. I wonder, it probably won't look much different than what we get now. They got those, you know, the LED walls and everything. I think it'll probably look fairly similar to
35,000 LED boards. Virtual.
I'd be so into that. I'd be rad. Keep the baseball. Keep the baseball stuff and just put like the ring. You know, you got the dirt, you got the grass, you got the home base.
And all that.
Keep that. Just plunk a wrestling ring down. It'd be great. Anyways,
like that,
put in left field.
There you go. Center field.
Perfect. Speaking of Thunderdome, we got a SmackDown tonight. Looks like a stack show. I'm looking forward to it. It's Friday. I like SmackDowns.
Yeah, man.
It's the last thing that I'm sort of holding on to with wrestling these days. That's not true. I like NXT this week.
You're going to get up on wrestling if SmackDown starts going downhill, huh?
Pretty much. Well, it's funny. It's like... SmackDown starts going downhill, it probably means that Raw is pretty good.
Barely possible.
It's how it works. Possible. It's weird. They go through phases anyways. First up, WWE Championship versus Universal Championship Survivor Series contract signing. I'm assuming the actual champions are going to be signing these, not the championships themselves.
I would assume so, because championships don't have hands
yet.
Or thumbs to sign with.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins to battle Murphy.
It's not the 10 pounds of flesh titles.
No. Seth Rollins battled Murphy on Murphy. SmackDown. Wonder if Buddy will get his first name back tonight.
That'd be cool. Also, Daniel Bryan returns to SmackDown to get retribution on Jey Uso. That's cool. They should have made that a surprise. Anyways, they like to promote stuff. I don't blame them. Anyways, that's going to do it for us. We are going to be live tonight with our SmackDown recap on the Twitch at twitch.tv/StevenLarson. And then it'll be live on, I'm sorry, it'll go up on YouTube after that. And wherever audio podcasts can be found. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. Let us know what you guys think about all this stuff in the comments below. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.